Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm going right to your phone calls, and then we've got breaking news. I told you this was coming. I mentioned this at the first of the show. I meant to get to it more, and I will start the next segment briefly because I need to go to your calls. But they're going to put pressure on us with deadly vaccines. They're going to try to take away our right to mobility. They're going to try to bring in this world ID, which they're now doing. And then when we fight back against it, they're going to call us terrorists. And then at that point, things are going to escalate out of control with these globalists posing as the saviors. Well, now the BBC studio stormed by anti-COVID passport protesters. Video shows clashes with police amid attempted break-in. So when BLM burns a building down, it's loving and good. But when people go into the enemy media and let them know we're aware of you and occupy it, it's going to be called a break-in. So these tyrants are going to keep pushing until it just totally explodes. And then I want all the government people involved put on trial in Nuremberg, too. They need long prison sentences for what they've done. So these tyrants don't try this again for a very long time. I mean, again, on a scale of 1 to 10, this takeover is a 10. I mean, this is the most flaming, nauseous, poisonous tyranny the world has ever seen. And it's going to get worse and worse. We know you're murdering us. We know you launched the attack. We know the vaccine's poison. So just get ready for war. And we know the feds and the globals are going to blow up buildings and blame it on us. We're not going to blow up any buildings. We're not going to shoot any cops. But people are going to start occupying things. People are going to start shutting things down. People are going to start moving. So just like Cuba, just keep pushing. That's coming up next segment. Speaking of that, let's talk to William in California. He got powerful true words from Senator Rand Paul saying we got to head up the beast. It's an authoritarian takeover. It's a known fraud. We got to call it out. That's what it is. And I've been saying, we need leaders to say what it is. It's a takeover. It's fraud. It's not misguided. It's a plan. We have to attack the plan, the lie, in the public arena. And people will join us, and we will defeat it, and we will indict Fauci. We will indict Schwab. We will indict Bill Gates. Go ahead, William, in California.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I've been listening, and I can honestly say, you know, when I watched that video of that little boy getting socked in the face by that police officer, I was thinking to myself, where did this robot come from? I mean, are they producing these in the back room? Do they have another warehouse that we don't know about full of these guys?
Yeah, for those that haven't seen, police riding people over with horses around the world, beating up women and children, while Obama parties.
Well, this is, they're a year ahead of us. They're used to socialism over there, I guess, to a degree. So they're kind of pulling the boat, hook, line, and sinker. I just hope that they don't plan on coming here. And I'll tell you, you know, we talk about Nuremberg, too. And I can honestly say when we brought Van Braun and a lot of these guys over here, wow, man, I don't know what we were thinking. I don't care how smart any of these guys are. You know,
talking about the 40,000+ Nazis we brought over here. And they formed the backbone of a lot of our problems. But you have to understand the ideology they got came from eugenicists in America and England. So our globalists created Hitler. They were just bringing their babies back. And then if you expand on that, this whole Soviet influence has now come over here. I mean, the EU is basically run by former Soviet bureaucrats.
Well, you know, the syllogism here is something that you envision in a Star Trek flick. You know, what would Captain Kirk do? But in reality, they haven't been planning very well. If they want eugenics, you know, outcomes, if they want to push eugenics, well, why don't they enlighten the people generally so the evil spirits will flee at the dawn of day? I don't understand why they keep pushing what they push. You know, have 10 kids, you know, do this, do that.
They're not even really pushing what you think of as eugenics the way they advertise eugenics. Eugenics is the elite dumbing down everybody so they can all be slaughtered at once. I appreciate your call. You see, they want an army of dumbed-down people they control to take out the other thinkers. There's the evil thinkers and the good thinkers. The evil thinkers are using the giant mob.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. A Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
So, the BBC, Pedophile Network, famously protecting pedophiles, that's all come out and been confirmed. First exposed by David Icke almost 30 years ago. BBC studios stormed by anti-COVID passport protesters. Video shows clashes with police amid attempted break-in. And the people are there just trying to protest the BBC and the police attack them because they're a bunch of anti-freedom, brainwashed scum and thugs over there. BBC studios and television center in West London were targeted by an agitating group of protesters opposed to the government's COVID-19 plans. The crowd attempted to break into the building, causing clashes with police. Imagine in the old days when we were freedom fighters, if a government was trying to give you an experimental shot linked to all these deaths that doesn't even protect you from a supposed virus they now admit, and they wanted to give you a world ID to track everywhere you went so you couldn't buy or sell if you didn't have it, I would expect people to protest that. I would expect people to say no to that. We're busy bleeping the video, but we'll have more of that for you at the bottom of the hour. This is happening all over the world. We salute the individual saying no to this bondage, to this real tyranny, and standing up to the pedophile-protecting thugs, the law enforcement of the UK that are a disgrace to the planet. Same thing with Australia and the rest of them. I'm not saying every officer, but the leadership is evil. You find out about a 10-year-old girl kidnapped, given raped by Muslims, they come and arrest you. I mean, they are bad people because they protect evil. That's who they are. A police force run by evil is a very bad thing. The Democrats want full control of the police here, and they're close. So those that fetishize the police, look out. Once they go under globalist control, they're just like a North Korean police officer. They're bad. All right, let's go ahead and take more calls. We've got loaded phones here. Almost every caller either had a heart issue themselves or their friends or family had heart issues. And that's what's in the literature that it causes heart issues. And again, my long-term, 6 years I've had this nanny work for us, great lady. Her best friend's sister's husband, New York, 30-something years old, good shape, took the second shot of Pfizer, died of a swollen heart, took 2 days for him to die. But then when you talk about it, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, even though in the fine print, just like we just put on screen, CNBC, they admit it. So we're going to go to, let's go to Josh in Connecticut first, then Scott, then others. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome and tell us what happened.
I just want to put a plug in too. Also, man, the sticker game is where it is at. I run across people all the time that see your sticker that I put up and they say yes. But I just want to talk about my father and my mother-in-law. They just had her father go into the hospital, died of pneumonia. As she was leaving, when he passed away, the doctor said to her, if he was vaccinated, he would have survived. it completely destroyed her. My father could not even handle it. So what he's doing, this is what people need to do, get them to put it in writing. Put it in writing. Make it nice and calm to them. You just want to get it in writing. What's the prognosis? I'll take whatever prognosis you say, but get them to put it in writing. And then we build the administrative process and we sue the pants off them. I just want to thank you, Alex, for everything that you've done.
Oh, yeah. Their lie that if you have the vaccine, you won't die of anything. When everybody, mainly most people getting sick and dying, have had the vaccine. And that's really the news.
I want to say one more thing. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I work in box stores. I've been in the box stores every day for the entire pandemic, multiple ones, never washed my hands, never wore a mask. Okay, and I'm still here, and I'm not even healthy, just putting that out there.
God bless you, brother. I shook, and I'm not tipping fake because there's real pneumonia and real flu out there, and I've had family die of pneumonia and stuff years ago. But I shook tens of thousands of hands last year and this year. I went to all these giant rallies with hundreds of thousands of people, millions at one rally, over a million, and I haven't been sick. And so I chalked that up to being healthy and taking a lot of vitamins and minerals, because back before I got on vitamins and minerals 9 years ago, I was still pretty healthy. But if I went to a big symposium and shook like 1,000 hands, had like an event with 2,000 people, I would get sick a lot of times. In fact, that was one reason I didn't have a lot of big events. I had events, you know, in the 2005, 2006, 2008, I would have events with 2,000, 3,000 people, but I would shake thousands of hands, and I'd forget to wash my hands, eat a hamburger, boom, I'd get sick. I mean, there's real stuff out there. Now, I'd shake even more hands as it happened. And knock on wood, it's God and the rest of it, but yeah. Look, you don't know whether you really had COVID or not. All these tests are fake. Let's go ahead and go to more calls. Scott in Ohio, tell us your story. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, good to talk to you finally. My brother, even though I warned him not to take it, he called me one day and said, I just got my second shot. For the next 5 days, he was on the verge of calling 911, and I got to hang out with him for a couple of days the other day, and he's not even the same person. He's he's changed. He's all anxious and just, he's not my brother anymore, for sure.
I see on the screen that he had heart issues.
Yeah. He was having real bad chest pains and breathing trouble for those 4 or 5 days. That's what caused him to almost call 911 a few times.
And how old's your brother?
He's 53. And no smoke. He doesn't smoke cigarettes. An athlete and real in shape. And it's changed him. I don't even know who he is anymore.
What does he think of the shots now? Is he going to get the, quote, booster?
No. He is. He apologized to me, actually, and said he wished he had listened. And he's just going to hold on and hope for the best, you know. But the important thing is he's in the Lamb's Book of Life. So if it doesn't kill him, we know where he's going.
Absolutely. God bless you. Well, just tell him to warn others. Now he knows the truth. The first man to take the COVID shot died 2 months later, and the second woman to take it is now dead. A lot of folks want to know that. That fell on screen over TV viewers. He died 2 months after the shot. William Shakespeare was his actual name, yep. All right, let's go to James in Florida. James, go ahead, then we'll go to Will.
Alex, first I got to get my plug in for Survival Shield. Survival Shield saved my life. I was Obama voting liberal. And now I am an info warrior who is fully awake and waking up the masses. So thank you for that. Thank God for you and InfoWars and Survival Seal. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks to you. And I want to just say this about Obama voting liberals. I was neutral on Obama's first run because I didn't like John McCain. I wasn't for Obama either. So I get, as bad as Republicans are, why people were Democrats. But now we know the rhino Republicans are bad and the Democrat leadership are bad. They're the globalists. And all I want is populists. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. I just want populist, pro-human people. Go ahead.
Amen, brother. Yeah. So I'm going to start with the bad news. The bad news is I had a lot of family members who took this vaccine, and they're all starting to get sick. My wife's father and mother are both having heart problems. He is having heart palpitations, and my wife's mother was having some heart issues, which caused her to go to the hospital. That was on my wife's side. My grandmother just got out of the hospital because she had a blood clot in her heart. So, you know, this is, she's 86 years old. I love my grandmother. I don't want her to die, you know, but part of me wants my family to wake up, you know, for something to happen because they're still asleep. All the people who have taken the vaccine are asleep. But the good news is the other half of my family is awake. When I first got awake in 2009, it was me and my brother. We were the only game in town when it came to actually knowing the truth of the InfoWars. But now half my family is awake. They're fully awake. I have my dad is like texting me going, did you hear about SM-108 and the vaccines and graphene? And so like he, you know, this is good news. Like we actually, this is the great awakening, brother. This is what's happening right now. The entire world is waking up to this, man.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I want to hear more about this with James and then others on the other side. But yes, the globalists are making their big move. This is the great awakening. And so we've all got to work harder than ever to wake others up because it'll make it go faster before this turns into total war. Believe me, I've looked at every angle of this. This is pure depopulation. They are making their fabled move. We'll be right back on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The answer to 1984 tyranny and suppression is 1776. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I'm going to go back to your phone calls right now. I was thinking that this weekend when I worked quite a bit, you saw that four-hour special transmission we put out. That was just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm proud to do it. It's just that when I don't get some weekend, I kind of get exhausted on Monday and I'm in a really bad mood. And I also did 3 hours of accounting on Sunday. I did an hour on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday. And it just takes so much money to run all this independent systems, especially under attack. And that's why God has always chosen to give me just enough to operate, and that's the way it works. I literally started praying 6 months ago. I said, God, I want to just fight the evil and expose the tyranny. Can you just get me more money? And then a few things fell in our lap that actually gave us a little bit of gas in the tank, so we're not on empty constantly. So thank you, God, for answering the prayer. And thank you for God working through you to support us, because I could do so much if I just had more money. And, you know, I'd like to give the crew an occasional raise or a bonus for all the things, or be able to hire more people. It, you know, it just comes down to stuff like that. And now, especially that we know we were right about everything, I mean, I knew they were going to pull this, but it's one thing, again, to know something and another thing to have it happen. It's like, well, I'm using the analogy of you drive through the green light and you notice somebody ran the red light and you see the car going like 60 miles an hour. This has happened to me. It's happened to others. Well, it's probably happened to you. And you're like, oh, God, they ran a light. And all of a sudden, you know, your neck's hurt and you're bleeding and you know, you're just glad you're alive. And that's where I'm at. Like, we used to see the car coming. It's like, oh, God, there it is. And now, boom, and we're just like spinning right now. And I know you're spinning. I'm spinning. Just get right with God. Like the caller earlier said, he said, hey, my brother may be really sick. He may die now of a heart attack from the shot, but at least he's got the blood of the Lamb. And that's not some cheesy thing I say to reach out to Christians. I am a Christian. That's all I've got, man. I couldn't do this without God. And God's discernment and vengeance is God's, because the violence is coming. They're already violently assaulting us with a shot. This is a war. But we've got to be as wise as serpents, as peaceful as doves, like Moses said. And we've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and just work super hard in the information war where we're really seeing a big bonanza, because that's really what matters, is the minds of men and women. And understand, you could kill Fauci, you could kill Bill Gates, which I'm not saying do, don't do that. That would turn them into victims and heroes, and that they've got people just as bad behind them like shark teeth. It's Satan doing it. That doesn't mean in the future they come to grab you and take you away with four shots. I mean, that's 0 hour. That's the 1984 medical tyranny. You're not going to come back from that emergency center in many cases. They're going to stick a tube down your throat. It's going to be run by Antifa as the medical staff, and you're going to be dead. Contact tracers are Antifa. Not all of them, but the leadership. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. I'm telling you exactly what's going on, exactly what I think's happening. In fact, it's probably way worse than I'm telling you. In fact, that's where I've really been inaccurate is. I've been a very inaccurate person. Things have been worse than what I said. I'm not super accurate. My God, I've got all their own documents. I better know what I'm talking about. All right, so I'm going to shut up about your calls. It's just that the last caller talked about positive things happening, and yes, they are. But we better understand that we've got to work super hard. Because imagine, if you're having to think about violence to defend yourself, which I know everybody is, that's where we are. That's completely normal. You're not bad for doing that. If you're having to already think about that in that position, think about what's coming down the road. And think about, well, okay, if I'm having to think about them coming and grabbing me and my family, if I'm having to not have a job, leave my house, go to the grocery store, and I got to watch my neighbors die that took it, my God, I'm in this. What do I bet? Well, you better do banner hangs on the highway. Like I saw a great photo. See if you guys can dig it out of the stack. I forgot to. People send me all this great stuff. I forget to show it. I want to honor the stuff you guys are doing. I'll also see Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts and stuff. They're doing a great job. And I never give you credit because they'll ban something the minute I give it credit. Like I saw some incredible Twitter accounts that were finding stuff I didn't even know was out there on the shots and around the world, the evidence. And I was really, really, really wanting to give them attention, but I couldn't because they get banned. It got banned regardless. Like, let me know that account got banned. I can give it attention. It was, zoom in on this. It was, I'm going to show all these. It was Camus. C-A-M-U-S, 37. Best Twitter site I ever saw. Nothing but mainline medical doctors and scientists exposing the truth, banned for terms of service. Violation. And so, oh God, I said I got your calls. I'm just completely exhausted today. I'm not complaining. I'm just very exhausted. So I've been doing a lot of deep thinking. I've had some major breakthroughs. And I got a lot of stuff going, and a lot of discernment has intensified, and I mean, I'm nothing but honest with you. I'm really freaked out. I'm really, really, really freaked out. And I know you're completely freaked out, too. I can't believe they got this many of our fellow humans to go along with this. I can't believe they're doing all this stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. And you know it's all going to collapse, and these people are going to, in a year or two, I don't know, 5 years, most billions are going to be dead. And Leonardo DiCaprio and people go and hang out with Schwab and endorse all this and smile about it like they're powerful. They love it. They love killing us. And they think it's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. And if they had any discernment, they'd know how much danger they're in. Klaus Schwab thinks she's insulated from this? BS. All these scum are going to pay. I know that. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. James, finish your point. You're making a great point. You're saying, hey, you're seeing a giant awakening. Give us the good news.
Absolutely. That is the. So not only has my family woken up, but it's reinvigorated me for the fight. So now I'm wearing those InfoWars shirts wherever I go. You know, I'm putting bumper stickers up. I'm doing the things necessary to warn other people about this. I'm sharing the links. I'm doing, it's really reinvigorated me in the fight. And, you know, you really touched on, Alex, you know, I feel really bad for you because, you know, you take the brunt of all this and you never hear any hope. And I pray to Jesus Christ that he gives you the comfort you need to get through this, the fight. But that's what we all need. We all need to seek God, get on our knees and praise him, even in the bad. We need to praise him, right? This is the valley of the shadow of death that we're going through, but with him is all comfort, right?
He's Boy, does the control. Lord's Prayer not speak to what's happening now?
Absolutely. Psalm 23 as well.
Yep. Well, God does Absolutely. Give me comfort. It's just having to focus on this, which we need to focus on it. It's just looking at these globals. I can't even look at Fauci. I can't look at Hillary. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I just can't do it.
I know. I see, I mean, the discernment that I have, you know. So one of the things that happened with Survival Shield is, you know, before it, I never really felt like a spiritual connection to anything. But when I took Survival Shield about 2 weeks later, I finally had, like, the sense.
All right, this is the last time I'm going to hold you over, and I apologize to the callers. But people to hear this about X2, because Dr. Grip 9 years ago told me, look, you got skin spots. How much do you work out? I told him how much I worked out. Don't hang up, James. I want people to hear this. I'm going to write to you when we come back. Then other callers. And he said, just take this. And in about 15 days to 3 weeks, you're going to really feel better. You'll feel toxic in about 15 days. Everything he said happened. And yes, it absolutely opened my mind up to a higher level. So stay there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, and I'm going to take 15 minutes the next hour from the great Gerald Salente to play an amazing video in Indiana of a medical doctor schooling everybody at the city council. And look, he's not going to save the world with what he did, but all of us doing stuff like that will. You understand? You got to use school boards, county commissioners, legislatures, live show feeds, C-SPAN, my show, every show. You got to spend a large portion of your time. And I get it, folks. I don't like to go grandstand in front of a city council. I got to do it, though. And our own crew, Owen and John Bowne and others, they go down to the city council on their own. And a lot of people see it. I do it. It's got, you got to make it what you do to save lives and expose these people who are in an info war. They're betting everything on censorship. Well, what do you do when they censor everybody you know? Well, you just start speaking up. And you're like, well, I'm an old lady, or I'm a young man, or I'm a whatever. Who am I? You're somebody. The fact that you're awake and listening to this show. And I get it. I'm just like you. I don't want to go around grandstanding. I don't want attention. But if they want an information war, then we better make noise, folks. It's time to get out of our comfort zones and get it done. Because now they're not going to let you go to the bank or to the grocery store or to church or down the road. But the border's wide open. Screw them. I'm going to shut up now. We got loaded phones. I apologize. I was good at getting the calls at first, and I've been stuck on James. But James, start over and explain. Look, don't know. The whole global program is obsessed with our mind. And the pineal gland and these rods and cones in the brain have been proven to be able to pick up magnetic lines. It's how the geese can fly thousands of miles from Florida to Central America. It's how butterflies can do it. It's how all of this operates. They've proven. And they know that fluoride, not calcium fluoride, but hydrofluorosilicic, gums that up along with bromine, all the other bromide, the whole family of chloride is fluoride is very, very bad. Fluoride salt, sorry, fluoride. And so the good one is iodine, but most of that's bound up in things. And yeah, we sell it. That's not why. You can buy high quality Himalayan salt, make sure it's registered and it does have a good iodine source. It's close to atomic. You will absorb a lot of it. It's excellent as well. Whatever you do, it literally cleared my skin up, made me have the libido of when I was 16 years old again. Still got it. It's crazy. My libido had gone down until I got on X2 9 years ago. And I'm not trying to talk about libido. It's just that's when you really notice about a week into being on it. I'm like, what the hell? You know, old Fred just got a lot, you know, a lot larger. So that's an example of what's going on in your body, ladies and gentlemen. And I've not named my male member, folks. That's a joke. The point is that, I guess his name is Fred now. Maybe Darth Vader is a better name, but the point is that all of this is going on and happening. So I'm going to stop joking around. When I'm tired, I do joke around more, and I apologize. Go ahead, James, and finish your story.
Yep. So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it, and the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1, right? And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2, with a deep earth source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it, and man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. I wasn't so, you know, downtrodden and depressed anymore. And over the course of the next couple of years, I gave my life to Jesus Christ and I lost 100 pounds. I got my health back, you know, and I've done other things too. Like, you know, I got the procured countertop so that I don't get any more fluoride into my system. I keep it out and I religiously take I have basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. I actually have trouble waking up in the morning. It works so good. So don't take any more than one pill. Trust me, you don't want to. You're going to have a heck of a next day. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully, beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed. Let me just say this in closing. I'm the worst person about taking my own advice. I was literally over here taking, I got X3 on the counter here, taking some X2, X3, remembering, oh, it's been about a week since I took it because I've never been a supplement guy. When I remember to take the fish oil, when I remember to take the tumor, when I remember to take the X2, it doesn't. But I didn't mean to get off on a plug, but people want to talk about this because it really is that incredible. Your body needs clean iodine. And like he said, the first X1 was from very clean seaweed, tested to not have any contaminants in it, but it was still bound. So people got a good effect. Then they found out who we were, wouldn't sell the group anymore. He was the first person to get an oil company access to the deep earth crystal. He had to get a DEA license to store it and everything because it's a controlled substance by itself. I mean, crystals of this, you put it on a table, it just turns into gas in front of you. It'll eat holes in things. But when they put it through a proprietary process that's patented by the Russians, everything's a Russian thing, but this is actually Russian. No, almost nothing around here is Russian, but when it comes to the proprietary program with X2, it is Russian. It's not a Russian company, but it was Russians figured out how to do this. And then they put it into this special natural oil, and then you're able to have it, and then the DEA lets you have it. Because I guess with raw iodine, you can do all sorts of stuff. It's like a precursor to methamphetamine. I was never really a big viewer of Breaking Bad. I watched a few episodes, but I don't get all that. But you see episodes of, like, robbing factories to get iodine or whatever because they need the barrels of it to make the meth. I think that's kind of the same deal. But it has nothing to do with meth. It's a natural thing you've got to have, but it's an ingredient, I guess, in it. And it really is amazing, like the caller said. Okay, who's up next here? Is it Katie or is it Will? It's Will and then Katie. Please hold. I want to talk to you all. Will, your story about vaccine-injured friend. Please tell us.
Hey, Alex. My buddy got his second dose of the Pfizer, and then 2 weeks after that, he was driving home and had a heart attack and passed out and drove off to the side of the road. Right now, he has to wear these, like, heart monitoring things on his chest and with this giant screen on his hand, this monitor, and he's going into surgery soon. And I warned him. I told him in advance, hey, man, you better not take that vaccine. I was telling him in March. I was like, they're going to come out with a vaccine. Watch. And it will be bad. I'd just like to say real quick, Alex, the stickers have a huge impact. If we were to get 1 in 10 cards on the road in the U.S. today that have stickers, 1 in every 10 cars, that would be the biggest impact ever. No one would be able to ignore it. And they just need to say, vaccines kill, arrest Bill Gates, something along those lines. And that would be a huge wake-up call if we were to get 1 in 10 cars. And there's more than 40% people that are not vaccinated that are against it.
I agree. We sell the 10 bumper stickers with the big door sticker at cost, and everybody can get them at InfoWarsStore.com. But anybody is welcome to make their own sticker or whatever message they want. Kinko's or whatever, but I agree. The power of our bumper stickers, the power of our cars and our barns, and we're in a war. They're trying to force an injection on us. So you see some big billboard for vaccines. I'm not saying doing it, but I've done it. I've climbed billboards and spray painted them, okay? And there's nothing more invigorating at 1 a.m. to climb up. But don't get hurt, though. I almost fell off one time. I actually did halfway fall off a billboard, but it was like wet up there. It had been raining, and I still went up. And anyways, I mean, just the games are over, folks. We got to get aggressive here. And I really appreciate what you're saying, Will. Anything else?
Real quick, I would also advise you, let us take the pressure off you. You go on and do the biggest thing that Alex Jones does, and that's break the internet. You need to have a huge Joe Rogan podcast because everyone watched that. Imagine 500 million views. The globalists would get pissed off if you had David Icke, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, some scientists, some medical doctors. That would be the biggest podcast ever, and it would really piss off the globalists.
No, I hear you. I had a long talk with Joe on Saturday morning, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But, yeah, Joe's definitely awake. Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. More calls straight ahead. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And one day,
one day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
You know, I'm like the horse, and you are the rider.
Riding like
you think, Jones' audience, is it the horse or is it the rider? Well, think, you're the, you are the rider. I'm the horse. I'm already there. I'm already doing what I'm doing. You decide to get on the horse. You decide to take that horse where you want to take the knowledge we lay out. Crank it up. I'm going to find me a reckless woman. Razor blades and dice in her eyes. Just a touch of sadness in her finger. Thunder and lightning in her thighs. Beautiful song. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
I got to sit there at Willie Nelson's house one time, just he and I, and we played a game of chess. He smoked me under the table. Marijuana. And he played this song for me on acoustic guitar. That's those little things in life. Gosh, that's just me 4 years ago. I've gained some weight. I need to lose a few pounds again. I'm going to chase the sky forever. With the woman and the stallion and the wind. All right, let's get to your calls. Let's get to all of them right now. In the next hour ahead of Gerald Celente, I'm going to hit a ton of incredible news. All hell's breaking loose. Just going to leave it at that. Okay, let's talk to Katie in Georgia. Katie, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. I might be that reckless woman you were just talking about.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we need is some reckless women that don't comply.
We do. I have an idea for, you know how when people campaign, they put yard signs out? So I was thinking maybe take some stickers and make you some yard signs and stick them on the side of your road and in your front yard or whatever. But besides that, I had to get to the point of the reason why I called. Last year, about the time that the COVID stuff started, my dad got really, really sick. And he felt like he had the COVID or corona, whatever you want to call it. He felt like he had it. So he went to the hospital to try and get tested for it. They refused him test 4 different times. Sorry, I kind of get excited about this. They refused him test 4 different times. And the last time he went to the hospital, he called me and he said, I love you. I'm scared. I'm not going to come out. This is bad. I can't breathe. And he was swollen. His face was really bad, swollen. Well, they get him in the hospital and they start running tests on him and they figure out that he has something in his lungs. Then they take and put him on an incubator. And when they put him on the incubator, they were going to try to move him to a special hospital down in Atlanta. So as they're transporting my father on being incubated, as they're transforming or as they're taking him to this hospital, he dies inside of the ambulance. That goes on to a more bigger event. It scares my grandmother. She gets the shot. It scares my other grandmother. She gets the shot. And then it scares his wife so bad that she gets the shot. And it's driving me crazy trying to explain to them how do I explain to them that they've messed up? How do I get to them to, you know, I'm just at a standstill as how to explain to them that this is not good. This is not that they used my dad to fearmonger them into getting this shot, and it worked.
Well, so they used your dad's death to do that.
I really, truly feel like that, and I wouldn't have called in today, but you guys were reporting on the Sturgis rally stuff, and my dad was a really big person in that Sturgis rally, and I just felt God put it on my heart that I needed to call in today and, you know, warn everybody else, don't get this shot. My grandmother, she has just passed out and broke her hip. So now she has a total hip replacement. And she said that while she was in physical therapy, she was talking to one of her friends and that was also in physical therapy with her. And that woman also took the shot, and the doctors prescribed her Valium after the shot, and when they prescribed that Valium, they're now trying to say that the Valium is the cause of all of her nerve problems, and she can't move at all.
And so, I mean, to be clear, you're saying these women took the shot, then got sick?
My grandmother fell and broke her hip, and not only that, she's had cancer.
Sure, I understand. You're saying, though, after the injection this happened?
She's had my grandmother's had melanoma cancer before then, and she had a piece took off. Well, right after she had that piece took off, she went and got the shot. Well, normally before the shot, she would heal up perfectly fine on the skin cancers. I mean, after they'd take them off. Well, it took her 4 months to heal a little spot, and it just kept pus.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that. We've been hearing about people after they take the so-called vaccine, things don't heal. Katie, great point. Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry about your loss. Let's talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey there. I just wanted to call in and let you know that my father, he's got heart issues where he gets a fibrillation, whatever. They got a shock him back into sinus rhythm every once in a while. And this has gone on long before he got the shot. He got the shot, and he's fine. There's no issues that he's had since the shot. My mother got the shot. My father-in-law got the shot. My mother-in-law got the shot. Everybody in my immediate family got the shot.
Oh, it sounds like the Run DMC song. I got the shot. We got, well, hey, finally got a call after 10 shows that we've done that love the shot. Well, tell us about it, Bob. Everybody got it and loved it, huh?
I'll tell you a little bit about it, too. Is I called in earlier and said that I was going to talk about the fact that everybody got the shot and they were fine, and I was on hold for a few minutes, and then y'all disconnected the line, I assume. Well, I'm not going to assume.
Aren't you just a perfect, disingenuous fake caller? I've not censored these calls. We didn't. Now, there's a small chance a phone got disconnected. But you're on air now, you false prophet. If you're lying, you may be one. You're here telling us everybody got the shot. They got the shot. We love the shot. You like the experimental shot. Maybe you love the world ID. Maybe you love the social credit score. I get it. You're a good little guy. But you're on air now. Nobody's censoring you. So you tell us how much you love that experimental injection.
I love the fact that if we get enough people using having the vaccine, then we can get over COVID. Right now,
Klaus Schwab says we never get over it. Now they're saying the booster shots in Israel, the people are going to the hospital. Don't you understand? It's a plan to never get out of it. You think if we all take the shot, they're going to let us alone?
Well, hooey, you're full of hooey, Alex. This is not.
Oh, it's the guy that calls you in the heart. Let him go. That guy always says full of Huey. He's a liar. Your whole family didn't get the shot. You're sitting there in your Antifa pentagram, probably crapping in your own diapers. God. So imagine being a weird, neurotic creature that just waits for weeks and then calls in and lies and says, he calls all the time, that we censored him. Didn't. He's a liar. Says his whole family got the shot. They all love it. A liar. He doesn't have a family, probably. And then he says, I'm full of hooey. Well, I guess the head of the German union, the pathology union saying the shots are deadly, I guess they're wrong too. I guess all the studies are wrong. And you're just there to try to gaslight our audience. You know, we have the phones really open for people that said, hey, I took the shot, no problem. We've had a couple of those calls. I took the shot, didn't have a problem, but I don't think we should be forced to have it. We've had reasonable, like, well, thank you for your call. This isn't some leftist show, because leftist radio shows are known to queue up their friends and everybody. And they all, that's what these Democrat, you know, health department workers, social workers do, is they call into NPR all day. And then they stage their calls. So he lives a life, probably as a social worker somewhere, probably a pedophile. Yeah, I think the last caller probably screws kids. This sounds like one. These kids screwing people that want to screw our society, then try to sit there and pretend we're faking stuff like you. No, brother, I ain't the phony thing. I'm the bona fide.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.